So customers receiving their bills the month of February will see a fuel surcharge of 31.69 cents, whereas the fuel surcharge for January was 45.49. So that's about a 13.8 cents decrease. And there are two reasons for this significantly. One is that the average price of fuel again continues to fall. But not only that has been joined with a month of January where we had significant production from our hydro plants. Now, if you recall, during the month of January, we had quite a lot of rain, and therefore that resulted in us getting a significant level of production from our hydroelectric plants. The overall effect is that the cost of fuel is less, and the cost of fuel being less results in a lower fuel surcharge.